Blog Talk Radio.
To build a better nation, clean up Jah creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom.
salvation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Okay, let's see here what we have. Welcome aboard, and thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. This is Black Talk Radio. Okay, well, we have more to talk about today, and I just want to do a little experiment on something. Okay, all right, that's fine. And here's another experiment I want to do. And this is the next experiment. Okay. Experiment number two. All is well. All right. So we are going to talk about miscegenation of uncivilized Europe erectus with African hybrid Go Mars. They're going to Mars. The uncivilized Homo erectus. They that miscegenate with African ancestors. They are now going in space to colonize Mars. I don't feel as good as most of my time doing the show. However, it is my interest to come and talk about things that I think is urgent. As long as I am able to speak, I think to speak, because there is nothing else better to do than to continue press things I estimate to be the most important things to talk about, because when we talk about issues we find interesting, and not just interesting, but are crucial, things that are crucial for us to know, considering my recollection of years that I lived and did not have the understanding of things I should have had. People born in the world have a right to civilized information, or else life is not worthwhile. And eating and drinking and sporting, those things we can look and see the perishable state that they hold. And only spiritual civilization and what is called religion, it's the only thing that really matters to life. And at the end of the day, when we pass away, it is only one dedication that we have: to learn civility. That's all that matters. Because look at a corpse, a dead body, a human dead body. What use is it? And now you can see clearly, the only thing that's valuable is when you're breathing, walking, and thinking about good things. That's all that matters, because once your breath is gone, your body don't mean anything besides, you know, go to the element that devour your body. You see? And where is your spirit? Your spirit is gone out. You don't care what happened to your body. Put you under the ground. So they don't have to, like, be offended by the smell that the body will generate. So you think about when we're alive and we don't care about anything but having a good time and yeah. All the crazy stuff that we indulge in. I know now for sure that life is at its greatest value when we are healthy and well and live the best life that we can. Because when the time comes when your spirit is separated from your body, that's it. Nobody is going to see you walk the street anymore. You see, you don't buy and sell anything anymore. I mean, name it. All the things that we to have in our lifetime and all the good times we have. It's like it will always be good, but get in your car, drive out, and that's it. You never return back home because have an accident and you are dead. Take a plane, flying, you know, feeling good, doing good business, you're progressive and stuff, but you never make it back home. And there are many kind of disasters that, you know, volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricane, that just wipe people out just like that. They were not sick or anything, healthy and well. But life must be respected. If you don't respect life and you don't care about the elements that support life in a civilized sense, then, my friends, we are in bad shape. Living and don't pay attention to the right thing, the right things that gives us justification to live. But it shows that the many evil things that are done and what some people wants to do and do evil things to other people, and they feel like that's good living. Well, this is what we're talking about. The that we know today are talking and doing treacherous things, like the Inquisition and the Crusades. In decades ago, what did they do? They are sodomites. They are Homo erectus offspring. And they seek to miscegenate people that are of different species. But they are not satisfied with who they are. So they decide to go out and miscegenate with other people. Namely, Neanderthals and the African hybrid people. And the amount of problems that these white people are causing, it surmounts any other problem that people have in the world. They turn around everything that is natural and civilized. They turn them around. They turn these things around into evil take the place of good. That's what they do. It's only because many of us are psychologically blind why we don't understand that white people are criminals. There's no way of separating white people from being criminals. Because if you ask about the church, how the church started, who created the church? It's them. And you don't need to go any further than in the Bible to read about sodomites. In the Bible. Regardless of what is going on in the world right now, the problem is coming from white people. Going back some 2,600 years. Well, little further back. It's much more than that. Yes, way beyond 2,600 years. Let's go back 12,000 years ago. And we can have a good understanding of who white people are. And maybe you want to take opposite position with me and drawing a broad, you know, put white people in a broad, broad circle and point at them and say, yes, this species here have destroyed civilization. And you can follow the history that proves that what I'm saying to be true. So when you have a criminal behaving like they are the most honest person, you have a lot of problem with that. There's a lot of problem with that. When you look into the BCE era, or BC era, everything that happened back there is all classified as before Christ. The world that exists before Christ. What kind of human do you find back there? And of course, you're not going to find just humans, but the gods, the Elohim, long before 12,000 years ago, right? So, regardless of the burden that I feel and unhappiness that I feel, I focus on the good feeling that I have at times because I'm thinking the right way. So my mind renewed. So I don't feel good right now, but I'm very sure it has happened before. I don't feel right. I don't feel like I'm sick. I mean, physically, but my mind is not enjoying the best of health. You know, like feel sad, downhearted. But there are other frequencies that will rotate in my mind and make me feel better. So since I know that, I don't destroy myself because I don't feel the way I would like to feel. All right? So today, I am going to stick to what is purpose in today's cosmic philosopher. Edition of the show. So I invite you to join with me and call me if you like at 347-850-1358. Things will vanish and people will vanish. And you can go back in time and think when you were like 25 years of age, and you can memorize that. You know, other people at that time when you were 25, people were like 60, 65, 50 years of age ahead of you. All right? So now you are 50. What happened to those people that were 50 when you were 25? You know, a lot of them are dead and gone. Right? And if they are not dead and gone, they are pretty old, right? So, as you can see, in the all the era that have passed, people bear children, have babies, and they live on and prosper materially, but they are dead and gone. Don't fool ourselves. Today that we see, we are not experiencing the travel of time from when we were born to where we are and ahead of us. Let's hope nothing don't destroy us. But we will go to that point where we are too old to enjoy life anymore. We are all getting there, right? So all the things we read about these white people and stuff like that, they're passing away because they were hominid, you know, like going back 4 million or so years ago. And they come to be now at a certain time Homo erectus. And 1.5 million years ago, they were alive and well in Africa and develop and move on into Europe. How many of them died out? All of the Neanderthal people of antiquity, they died out. And they left these white people. And these white people raised a lot of hell, interbreeding, miscegenation, with the Neanderthals. Until later, they interbreed with African people. What a story that is. What a story that is. It's you don't read about anything else like that. Sodomites. Yes. That kind of a story. There is no story like that. And these people take over the world and decide to like transform civilized people who started life by the Elohim 450,000 years ago. And this is the kind of experience that civilization has gone through, that all the great things that the Elohims have done and pass it on to the hybrid people, the group of hybrid people, Chinese, Indians, and so forth and so on. And these sodomites see to it that they destroy the establishment of the God's civilization that they plant in the hybrid people. The world has changed. And whereas legal jurisdiction only rests in civilization with the civilized people, these uncivilized just in their interbreeding and gain a higher blood than Homo erectus had. Now, they are able to do things like they are civilized, but they are not civilized. They are enemy of civility. Is that causes the African people to betray their own people into the hands of sodomites? Come on. Even the Bible that we know today, it is such a deplorable thing to think that the Bible that the civilized people, born civilized, hybrid people have been subdued by the Homo sapien, not Homo sapien, by the Homo erectus people, who are not real people because they came out after the African people, the hybrid people, as terrorists. And they turned their terrorism into civilized life. How did that happen? Where the churches around us is not before Christ stuff. And what they have as governmental establishment has nothing to do with civilized life. Nothing whatsoever. But yet still, the evil that they do is now considered normative life. So that homosexuality is not part of civilized life. But you can't say that today, because the way society is established, God make these people gay. And there's nothing like that. History doesn't tell us that. No. So when they call AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord, it's Latin, we take that, it's okay. There's nothing to do to that. Like it's reality. It's not reality. It is not reality. The history before Christ is significant, too significant for people to allow these white people to destroy what has been given to us from above. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why do we allow white people to use what is before Christ and make a mixture? Like you make flour and cornmeal together. Why the black people allow that? Until to black people, their confidence and trust lies in what don't exist. Jesus Christ. When you hear black people talking about thank God or thank Jesus. And they say, God, they're not talking about the hell of him. They're talking about what the Sodomite white people write in the Bible. That's what they're talking about. I just wonder now how much of this are we going to endure? Because we know the things that have been established in the world, nobody else did it but the Elohim gods that created the civilized people. So where are we going with this now? We're going to make time run out and we all die, and we send a civilization go on that is Sodomite. Sodomite. That deplore the system of reproducing our kind. They deplore that. White people don't really care about civilized reproduction. They don't care nothing about that. Because they are evolved creatures who have sought to join with creatures that are created and then interbreed with them and get an opportunity to transform themselves into who they are not. I grew up into the church. And that's all I know was uncivilized things that they use to morph into some kind of civility. They change the natural way of life. And it is even said that God gave them over to a reprobate man. But they say God is their God in the Bible. That the African people believe in as a God. What does that mean now is that there is prehistory that tells how civilization come about. And it is clear that the history shows that 1.5 million years ago, the white people, they move from Africa and go into Europe and Asia. There was no civilization then until 450,000 years ago. The Elohim came to earth and made all things new with civilization and gave it to mankind. And this is the way it is explained. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. Human civilization flourished. People are not human in this context. Civilized human beings have the blood of the gods. Makes them hybrid. Now, you look at a mule, for example, and a mule is a hybrid creature, a cross between donkey and horse to get a mule. So you can't discount the power of what blood can do, what blood can be used to do. These folks interbreed with Neanderthals because it did something good for the Sodomites and made the Sodomites capable of destroying the hybrid people. And that's what happened. You read the history, you will not find it different from what I'm telling you. I'm talking about civilized history, civilized world history. Not talking about Bible, because the Bible is not a history book in no case. And what proves that? You don't have an academic record of anything that they write in the Genesis creation story. Do they? Now answer that. Will you? It's the truth. And you don't have no excuse to lie against the truth. There is simple proof that totally destroy what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden and a spirit God. Now, when we don't know, we don't know. But when we are confronted with the history of record, when you bring history of record to face the Bible creation in Genesis, Genesis creation is obliterated. But these homosexual people intermingle, and because of that, they receive the ability to speak and learn artisan skills. And they even say they can go to the moon and, you know, going up to Mars, right? I just wonder how things are going to play out with us. Or is it going to play out with us? You mean to tell me, when we come to the point where African people are reading the Bible, we should never come to the point where we believe in the Bible? Because, first of all, our history is prehistory. And there is no way to deduce from the Bible that it is the same as our history. None at all. Why? What is the problem then? Why the African hybrid people are accepting the church and have done so in such a way like the world always had, always have what the Sodomites, they bring via the Inquisition and Crusades. Stealing, lying, I mean, sodomy. Why behave like sodomy always exists? Why accept that sodomy have right to take over African civilization? How does black people see that? Now, I could only go along with the way the world is crazy and mad. When I grew up into church, my parents were also captives, and I grew up and known nothing otherwise. There is nothing that is coming into my head except that which I born with. But when we are caught and spoiled, we will perish spoiled. And only if we get a revival change in our minds and we begin to see things differently, and see things differently in maybe more than one way, because you can start to see things wrong just by going to church. And you can see that something is wrong with the church, but you can't tell what happened. You can't tell really what's wrong. But you just think that, no, the church can't be right because too many things going on wrong. Only when we come to read our history and find out that the Bible is a sodomy book, and the more you read the Bible, the more you find out that the Bible is a sodomy book. You know, it may not at first, you can't work out the details to find out how it comes out to be sodomite book. But once you read on and find out what history says, you won't have any problem to work it out why the Bible is a sodomite book. And I used to hear people say the Bible is coded. And I didn't know exactly what the codes are. It's like, you know, you have to get to know certain things to understand the codes that rig the Bible. But I went on to read until I find out that you will be shocked to know some of the clues are that you're reading in the Bible and don't know. First, it starts off with you believing. Say you grow up with your parents and your parents, you know, come to believe. They didn't know any better because the Atlantic slave trade, right? And that by not knowing, you just live out the way you can. But once you come to know, it's a different story. It is a different story. And that's what I am holding on to today. I have got to speak about how I grow up and what the experience in the church is, and come to hold on to a greater power that is available to us who seek and find. Okay? And that with the truth purging our inner self and bring us to a spiritual level, we don't have anything to fear here based on what we know. Because by the creation that nobody cannot defeat, the fact of it, our creation is laid out, the construct of how African hybrid were created. Very, very long narrative that explains the way we were created in Africa. It's not a ghost type of thing like you have in the Bible. Your God is a spirit. It's nothing like that. It's something that you can put hands on, and you can go to Africa and prove it. Now, that was strange to me at first when I didn't know any information to justify that type of a claim. But as I go along and read and find out, now I understand fully well why I can say the Bible is a sodomite book. It's not that everything in the Bible is about sodomy. No, but the codes that spoil the other things that are in the Bible. 66 books, right? Anthology. The Bible is an anthology. The difference between a historical record and the Bible is that what is in the Bible about creation does not exist. It is the sodomites that write the Bible. Who tell them that they could write a Bible? You know, if they did not miscegenate with the Neanderthals, and last of all, the climaxing of their attainment is the African hybrid, when they get to interbreed. I mean, why? Why did our ancestors do that when they were even warned, don't mingle with them? That's the way the flesh is strong. That they lost after the white flesh? I don't know what happened. Or if these people capture our ancestors and carry them, go somewhere, going to breed up with them. Since they are not all that developed and don't know certain caution or whatever it is, and take caution to be something lightly. But it destroys us as a species. And then legal government in the world is kingship. The gods brought it with them That's the government, because they come from a planet that is loaded with living beings. They came here with civility, and when they create us as hybrid, we spread this knowledge. That's where these white sodomites met our ancestors and mess up our people. And then we suffer serious consequences. Read Deuteronomy 28. And you can see why we African people are suffering, and these sodomites say they have a government. So bad that they can just make something up without evidence. And the reason why they have to make something up without evidence is because they can never find anything as evidence for what they are purporting. They don't have anything. When they're going to tell you about God created Adam and Eve, they don't have anything real. The facts of how we were created some 200,000 years ago. They have no fact at all. When they talk about, you could see where they started to do bad things, because they can read over the past 12,000 years, is when it came down to them, a very, very tragic move towards interfering with the politics of life. That's when 509, they overthrew the king in Rome, Italy. And they did something significant, written in the World History textbook, put them on the road to be successful with their criminal sodomite criminal acts. And remember, they blast up the Bronze Age, at which the Bronze Age terminated their craft of making stone tools. Millions of years kind make stone tools. We did not make stone tools. African hybrid did not make stone tools. When did stone tools begin fading away? Is at the Bronze Age, when we, the hybrid civilized people, were able to make bronze and know what to use to make bronze. It was not these people. They were there 1.5 million years, and they were making stone tools. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? That is a line drawn in the condition of existence. These white people, for 1.5 million years, only make stone tools. Read the World History textbook for yourself. So they come now and they decide they're going to make a new world order. And you read a while ago, that they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. Right? Yes. As revolutionary advances in art and science. Science and thought, thinking, ability, swept through the inhabited world. That's how these white people come to talk, by miscegenation. they get talking from us. Now, if you don't read it or know, you're going to think something different, like, how they come about? You don't know. Now you know. Where the line is drawn at the Bronze Age, you're talking about like about some 4,000 years ago or so now, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood. That day, were educated at that time by the black people. They got education from the black people then, the hybrid people, right? They did. So they were the first criminal on the planet Earth. Because now they have some sense of civility, but they are still fuckers of honors. And now they begin to associate themselves with the African first new world of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. They begin to enjoin themselves towards spirituality. That's what they did. This is what causes the world to be in where it's at, because sodomites play hypocrite, like they want to learn and be good, and they know that they have their sodomite cultural acts. They love fucking body, right? And that's all I see in the history, historic record. They knew that they are sodomites, and all they were learning interbreeding and learning something better. When they learned to read and can really explain things and do things, that was all she wrote. So now what they do is feign. They feigned to be people of good intentions. But that's not it. But they followed the African people who were civilized and always live, you know, in good places and stuff like that. They couldn't do that. They live out of the Sipi and come and circle around the African people if they can get a job or something like that. That's what we have, like, turn into the situation that we have here today. Right? So now they can talk, they can do this and do that. And then what you see they do. Now, you can tell them different from when they were all together, Homo erectus. We don't have the real Homo erectus dealing with today. We have the product, miscegenation. That's what we have. Obama, he is, you know, a prototype. You see what I mean? And many, many others who still carry their high skin based on the kind of process of miscegenation that they go through, right? They still look, you know, European. But they talk unlike Homo erectus. You see? Some of them, you can tell, like, they didn't get a good transfer of blood, you know. But this is what we have going on here today on planet Earth, right? So today, reading as a civilized person, not a person who don't have information, not a person who don't have knowledge of the record of prehistory. As an African person, you need to have the knowledge of prehistory. You can't be somebody with the knowledge of since Christ, because Christ never existed. These guys make up these things and have you believe it. Now, I believed it too, right? For over 50 years, I began to read. Well, my brain was preserved. My brain was preserved because If my brain wasn't preserved, I would continue like a lot of people. They can't get out of the church thinking, the Genesis creation story. It's hard for them. It's hard for them. But it wasn't hard for me when I started to read and read below the level of a lot of people who read today. I'm still below the level of a lot of people who read, but remember, what causes you to know something or discover something when you read? It's different a reader who believes in the AD Anadamani system. You go and you get education in their high school or college and university, and you will not come up with my kind of reasoning, because I have a brother with a PhD and he's in the church. I also have a cousin, supposedly a cousin, who has a master's degree. And he and I spoke several times, and he is someone who is pretty much the way I am. It's just that there is a difference with his looking deeply into words and understand words, as I call it, word science process. You have to look at the definitions of a word and what context, the message, how the definition must be applied to a message. You have to understand that, because you can't put any one of the definitions applying to any message. You have got to know, when you see this message, look at the choices of the definition in the word that it is using, and see which one of those definitions fit the message. And if you are not good at doing that, your communication is not right. Your communication will not be right. You will be below the level of understanding that you should have. And it's the reason why a lot of people who are of higher education than I don't, not every one of them, not every one of them, because a lot of them will say, I understand what you're saying, and they will not continue to resist that I am wrong, because they can see what I'm saying. They need now to go and follow exactly what they see when they're dealing with words in a message. All right. So this is what I'm saying to you now, that when you go to the school under AD Anadamani, these people don't have any right at all to come and make up anything in our provinces. They don't have no right to be in our society. Our society, the World History book will show you that our civilization belongs to a specific culture with many groups belonging to this culture, the Chinese, the Indians, and the rest of us. White people don't have no classification in history to be a part of civilization, the breeding that put them where they're at. And whatever they did
to shut down Africa, that Africa don't have no interest in its own people, whether they are at home or abroad. Africa does not. But I have to hold on to the truth that I see. I'm going to die holding on to the truth that I see. Because I am at the point now where I understand I must drive out these white people, and if the gods are with what I am sensing, what I'm seeing, and what I am holding on to, I am very sure something is going to happen. As long as what I see is true, something is going to happen, because these sodomites have no part to mess around the things of the gods. You see, because it is clear in the World History textbook that they participated into the academic religion of the gods. They did. And they go to all India and go there and try to twist up these Indians' minds. You see, because they knew what they were doing, and they knew that they were pretending, but they went far enough. They were not afraid to go in deep in the like the ceremonies and stuff like that that was offered by priests and king to teach other civilized people the way of life. They came in, and like they are a part, and sure enough, when they overthrow the king in Rome, 509 BC, and took possession of the St. Peter's Square, that all premises, took everything over and throw out the king, right? And claimed that they were noblemen removing the government. And what they do is, even though the record is clear that this dynasty was about some 240 years old, and the name of the people that founded it, that they were Romans. The people who founded the kingship in Rome, they are Romans. And the day, once they overthrow the king, they stop calling the king a Roman king and talk about Etruscans. They brought in the Etruscans. Have nothing to do with the Roman dynasty. Because some, according to the record, this was the seventh final king that was overthrown. And they now change his title and call him by his name, Lucius Tarquinius, Super Boss. That's what they call him. And refer to him as a monarch. There's no such thing as a monarch in the history of kingship. It's a king. It's not even queen. That's not the title, ruling in kingship. But it's not that women can't rule. But the title of kingship is king. Okay? King mean just male. And if you follow the history, you will see that queen is not a part of the rule. So if she's a queen, she's a queen. And if she rule into the office of the kingship, it is a king. You see. Because remember, it's not woe, it's spelled woman. is woman, W-O-M-A-N, woman. Okay? So if you want to think it's a female office, a queen, no, it don't vacillate between king and queen. It doesn't vacillate. It doesn't vacillate. You see, in England, they emulate what the truth is. They call the man a king, and then they call the woman a queen. That's what they make up. But they are not running kingship that they overthrow. They're not following that, all right? So they wrongly emulate. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when they overthrow, which is the first act, which is political, apart from the other criminal act that they did in the Bronze Age, they wreck the Bronze Age that was bringing in new revolutionary advances. And making bronze is one of the thing that was new in the Bronze Age, like 1200 BC. You see what I mean? And the history book said those people were only making stone tools then. So when they began to learn now, because now they make themselves, put themselves in this position where they can advance themselves into the institution that the gods established. They could go in and gain access to education since they were talking, right? They were not chased out. Well, the point is we have a story there that you can look into it and see a dynamic have played out that put us where we are here today. But we can trace it and see that these white people have really worked their minds to go further with their life. And know that intermixing with these folks of higher blood will cause things to happen for them. Well, they were right, because it happened just like they wanted, and maybe more than they thought. You see, because this is a awesome stuff to deal with, because now it's a psychological damage that the black people suffer. You see, when we were to keep away from these, sodomites, and some of them did not. They go off and go into breed up. And now this is what we're suffering from, right? And so I can't do anything else, because there's nothing else I see that resembles civilization. But the one that is presented in prehistory. There are too many things that these white people have done for anybody with reason to think that they are nice, they are good people to unite. And when they come making... No, if anybody was going to make up church, if church was good, black people should have made that up. But the gods don't bring no church here. So we talk about BC. There's no church. So how do you get church? You get church by the perverted sodomite people. Wait, right in the Bible, they tell you how serious they are, how nasty they are, how vicious they are in the Bible. But because the Bible is coded up with Jesus and Adam and Eve in the garden, we are not understanding. We are not understanding. And this is a big, big problem. Big problem. And so, my friends, as I am talking about life, it's up to you to see that life has been destroyed in the spiritual sense, whereas many of us are blocked mentally. We cannot discern truth, you see? And the lies that these sodomites tell and write, I'm saying they have no government jurisdiction at all. None. The opportunity is going to come when something delivering. We don't have to go and fight with weapons and stuff like that to get them out of our places. But this here, in the emergence of civilization and the explanation of our culture, and that we don't mix with other species. We mix ethnicities. We don't mix with them. So if you think that they have a right, it is very clear that right now I'm prepared to show you that they don't have any government jurisdiction in African territories. None whatsoever. In the world is a textbook. And you can't get government outside of antiquity that lay them down. And the way it is written, no human, like neither us nor anybody else, can bring about a different way to govern society. You can't do that. So these guys, the thing to do is just face them with the fact. Show us the geography. Show us the geography for Adam and Eve, and where your spirit God made them. Because, you know what I mean? You can't have this God making two beings, and you can't locate the piece of land where he put them, where they start when they run out of the garden and go out and start to make life for themselves. You can't show that piece of land. Now, why are we going to believe the Bible that these want to be civilized Homo erectus Neanderthal blood come right up to miscegenation with African people? They are a want to be. Trace it and you will see. They are a want to be. They would take, as Homo erectus, many thousands of years to evolve into a civilized person. And see, what they do still don't mean that they are civilized. They are criminals forevermore. Because it's no hard thing to prove that there is no realistic president in Washington. They're criminals. When they steal, when they overthrow the king in Rome, search the record and you will see. They were not doing anything besides learning to read, learn skills to make them able to be useful to themselves. Over the past 12,000 years, remember, some of us left Africa 100,000 years ago. There have been continuous migration of the African hybrid people to different parts of the world. They never go anywhere over leave Europe or Asia and go out in the outer world like the African people did. No, they didn't. And now you know why they couldn't. For 1.5 million years, they could only make stone tools. We don't need nothing besides just their own conduct that betrays them. the Bible that they say they wrote, it's a lie. They can't find not even one speck of evidence that what they're writing in Genesis creation story is true. They can't provide it. But if it needs for you to concentrate on what is believing and having faith, they inundate the Bible with things to believe in. Things to believe in. That's what full the Bible up. All right. So the codes that you're reading in the Bible, the codes are things they wrote that does not favor civility. It's not about civility. It's about criminal acts that make excuses for things and present what you will believe in. Because there is no Jesus to die on a cross. No Jesus don't appear anywhere. And if you think that Jesus is real, you think that Jesus is real because you believe the story that these sodomites write in the Bible. That's all. Because if you are to get off your belief cycle and own up to truth, you don't have anything. You just don't. Talking about these people who get to talk and begin to began as criminals to invade Egypt, because there is a record that shows that Greco-Roman had influence over Egypt. Oh, gosh. You think about that. And they have all kind of names like these are great men, like Caesar Augustus, right? And a lot of other men they call, which are sodomites. And they put those guys like they are the hierarchy for sodomy. But they don't call them sodomites or not like that. They give them names Caesar Augustus, Alexander the Great, and Christopher Columbus and all these kind of guys, right? They don't put them in the Bible. They don't put none of them in the Bible. You notice that? No. But they make them as warriors. Criminal warriors. You know, for you to respect. And establish themselves like they are a power. That's what they do. When they talk about wise men now, they don't name these wise men. They only say wise men. You notice that? Wise men. Who are they? Well, you know, what's their name? Well, no, wise men. Now, and we believe it. Why would you believe something like that? It's because we're not dealing with civilized writing and meaning of words. So now we come out of the dungeon into this Atlantic slave trade, and that's where we have lost connection with civilization. So is what these sodomite people have done. What we don't know, that when you read the Bible, you believe things like wise men. How much certainty you lose out of holding that to be true? A whole lot, because you don't have no kind of evidence there was any wise men following a star. You see? But they fix up these things. That's why I'm telling you, that they don't have no credibility to talk about their ruling, no African people. Moreover, talk about they have government. They don't have any kind of existence to prove that they can run government. So how are they now running government? What do they use? I tell you, you have to remember that they began to interbreed with the Neanderthals. That was a higher class above them on the human chain. And then, once they interbreed with the Neanderthals, it put them on a higher human level. That's what happened, why they are able to interbreed with Africans. But the warning is from our Creator, don't mingle with them. Don't mingle with them, but there you go. There are those who didn't obey. That is the falling from grace. But here is the Bible code. Here is the Bible code. Now, in Genesis, they get the Bible code from what they have done over time. And not limited to what they have done, but whichever other way, situation that they have used, right? These Bible codes, they fit in like it is true, right? It coming from Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they sin and all that, and you follow the story and you don't know that they're telling a whole bunch of lies about God and his son. God begot a son and the two of them make heaven and earth. You don't have nothing in civilized academic history to prove that. So when they make up the scheme about a new world order, it is to abolish the civilized record that I am reading from in this world history textbook and the Sumerian history of the gods. You see what I mean? So what you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, it's all coded stuff. Because there was no, there is a Adam and a Eve. But they were not in no garden like they write it in the Bible. So look at the way you see they use reality and write a Bible. No, these are sodomites that decide from long, long ago they want to be somebody. And the interbreeding with the African people were too stupid to not do it. Worked in their favor. Now, if we hadn't interbreed with them, we would be okay. They wouldn't have any way to break down our walls, our fences. They couldn't. But this is where we are. And this is what I am saying to you. It's a deep, deep thing for you to delve into. But for me, it was not. Well, it was a rocky road all of my life to understand civilization. It was a rocky, rocky road. I didn't even know that, you know, something exists for me to know. I did not have that intuition. So I just go on and use my common sense in whatever way I can. But the time came when my brain was instructed to read carefully, and that precaution was good for me, because I realized now, oh, I'm reading and I'm not paying attention to words in the way I'm supposed to. So when I started to read, it really took a while. It took a few years, you know, for me to work out all the details, because I don't have anybody, human being, dealing with, right? But I have a mind to analyze something, like get the definition to this word, like you say, material, M-A-T-E-R-I-A-L, and look up that word, what material means, and you find out how many things, you know, are called material. So when you know that material, the word material is applicable to a lot of things through the definitions of the word. If you don't know that, you will be messing up your communication a lot of times and don't know. Now, once you begin to read civilized and keep your message civilized, nobody can fool you. You observe time, you observe situation, you observe everything about life as it is communicated. And this is what screen out the foolishness. If somebody says something and they didn't say it right, you have to draw their attention to it. Mean, like, if they didn't write it properly, you have to call your attention to it. Because of the different route in which words are related to a thing. You have to know that. You can't take material like material only mean some sand and cement. You see what I mean? It means, you know, it means wood too. It means paper. It means a lot of things. Now, we're talking about the codes of the Bible. Because there was no God in a garden of Eden with Adam, a spirit God. There is a story about a garden, yes, and the gods, yes. But the story don't go like what they have in the Bible. And the Bible, therefore, is not a history book, because these guys are lying. They're building a story to look like the real world, when the real world is already here. But they decide, these sodomites decide, they're going to make a world and they're going to have a ruling of government on their own. So they can't find fact to make up another world. So they make up all kind of stories and use spurious notions and make it be material. It's not material. And if the world will come to its revelation to understand words and how we are directed, It will be the world that existed before. And the world is still here, what I've read to you, about the gods came and ushered in mankind. And in this world, it's the textbook tells you about the mankind that the gods ushered in. And look at this. The world is the textbooks. Tells this. He says, the first anatomically modern prehistory humans. We are not modern man. The sodomite write that in this book, I can tell you. So it's not modern, anatomically modern man. It is anatomical human. Are prehistory humans. Now, I learned to read. I know some history, and I know when these sodomites are writing their sodomite stuff for their new world order. And if you follow, when they violate real history, you will be like a Christian, because you're going to think the way they write and all these things in the Bible that are not true. And when they talk something like about God, a spirit God, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit. They will worship him, must worship in spirit and in truth. When you believe that, you are totally off the course of civilization. You're not into civilization. So, I'm telling you, this is what the hybrid people are. Humans. Like I say, it's prehistory, because the dating put us into prehistory. So, you can't call us modern man. You must reject that. We, African hybrid, are not modern man. Neither. Well, if these white people call themselves modern people, it would be because of their transition of interbreeding. But they were not created no hybrid. So they are not counted into, they are not anatomical people. Only hybrid are anatomical people. It goes on. Who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise human being appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. We know this is true because the place is there right now for anyone to go and see where the gods. There is a 200,000 metropolis there that we have scientists, Michael Tellinger and Joan Henney and the other to the group of science that go there and research the place. And it is like a place for us to go. But these sodomite white people don't want black people to go there. You imagine that? You imagine that? They are now educated and can make any ends of trouble. That they are writing a Bible with quotes in there that you believe that there is a Adam and Eve in a garden and God is a spirit and all these kind of stuff in the Bible. None of that is true. And they make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh. All those things. If you don't go with the prehistory, where all civilized knowledge come from, you are totally destroyed. Your mind is destroyed. And that's why a lot of people don't make it through life in church, because they can't understand Wagwan. The Bible is too confusing. You see, years. 200,000 years ago, recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, my friends, this is what I'm trying to relate to you, that when you're getting a view of civilized life, you're instantly separated from Bible teaching, because the very beginning of African of the Bible story about creation, the falsehood of creation, and that it is history they use to build their thing in the Bible. You have got to realize that once you believe the coded Adam and Eve in a garden, don't eat the fruit, that later on a talking serpent come in and tell them that no, God is lying. He knows, God knows that any day you eat the fruit, you will be wise as the gods. They're telling you this in coded language, something that they extract and twist it around. Okay? So you take it for something else. You take it for something real, and nothing is real that is based upon Adam and Eve in a garden, because you can't find the geography for the Garden of Eden that the Bible is talking about. Go into history and you will find prehistory that is telling you what happened before the flood and what happened after the flood. What the Bible is telling you, is rubbish. Rubbish, in other words. I had a word down, you know, but it's not words that are bringing to you civilized understanding. These white people that you see here. Now, so therefore, we have to read carefully. Otherwise, we'll go into the group thing to church and think that is the spirituality that exists. It's not true. You have to learn to read and hold the words for what they say. And then you can distinguish between what is flawed from what is fact. That is something for you to decide by reading, and not anybody reading and you believe what they write in a book. You have to see evidence that what you're reading is making sense by you understanding those words you are reading. That's it. If you notice, I don't talk for somebody to believe me. I talk with clarity that take the fact. It doesn't make any sense. All right. So I wanted to tell you what we are based on. We are based on the history that we find is flawless as far as we can discern. A history that is flawless, that tells you about the time that brings us to where we are, and you go way, way back in time, our time, when you have like 53,000 years went by when the gods were here on earth. A lot of things that happened on earth, right, that is written for us to know. But with the Bible that they have, we are buried into the church Adam and Eve thing, that we don't have a sense of what is civilized history. So it goes on. The end of the Neolithic Age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new development began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over environment and its resources. When you read that, you have to understand that it's not talking about Europe and anybody in Europe. This is African. The anatomical, okay? Anatomical man. All right. And it tells us about the emergence of our civilization. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. Right? As human societies grew and become more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. There's more to say, but it goes on with the different parts of our civilization. Then it tells you that. Then it goes to the rise of cities. Okay? Now, these white people sidestep these progression in the African human civilization. They don't business with that. They keep silent until they get to where they want to hook you. Right? But this is what the world history wrote. The growth of government, and it tell you what is government, is ruling by king. And they're going to put in some of their, gibberish and talk about it. Also include monarch and queen. You see, that is what they're bringing in. But the history only tell you about a government, and a government that is ruled by a king, right? So it goes on to the role of religion. Role of religion in the Elohim sense is those who follow the ways of Nibiru, where they come from, government and society. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's why when they tell you about BC versus AD, this religion is not AD. It's not of Christ. Religion is of the gods before Christ. All right? And it says here, important religious development also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence, and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. All right. That's what I wanted to tell you. And, you know, it is shocking, surprising that I came through the channel of church and start to read and find out that church is a sodomite thing, right? And only writing certain things to lead you on to think, you know, it is true. And by you penetrating that type of a belief, you don't get to read anything else because they bias you against civilized knowledge, you see. All right. So now, I come on to this segment where the topic is miscegenation of uncivilized Europe erectus with African hybrid. Go to Mars. All right? Because they are into Mars now. And same as how we don't pay any attention to history, certified prehistory, because of the Bible, we don't pay attention to history, and they tell us like the Bible is higher than history, you know. So it's difficult when you believe that for you to go off and start reading history that don't synchronize with history. The Bible don't synchronize with history. But they will tell you like history and science. The Bible and science agree. What science? What science? Modern science. We're not dealing with modern science. Only certain part of modern science we will honor. And that modern science cannot divert from what prehistory science say. You know, it has to be found the same thing. They can't find anything new about science to deviate from prehistory civilization. Anything deviate from prehistory civilization is not science. Don't joke about that. And so it goes on to say this, miscegenation, yes, miscegenation of the uncivilized Europe. They're gone up to Mars now, right? Was it only a coincidence that the Phobos 2 incident in March 1989 was conceded in June to have been the result of spinning caused by an impact? Was it a coincidence? Yeah, they get knocked down. They don't want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to talk about it, but it is true. So, or that it was in that same June audiences were shown the enigmatic television pictures of Phobos 2, minus the last frame of our frames revealing the heat emitting pattern on the surface of Mars and thin optical shadow for which there was no explanation? Was it the mere coincidence? Was it a mere coincidence in timing that the horrid change of U.S. policy occurring after the Voyager 2's flyby of Neptune in August 1989, which relayed back pictures of mysterious double tracks on Neptune's moon Triton? See figure 3. See figure 3. Tracks of enigmatic, no, tracks as those photographed on Mars in previous years and on Phobos in March 1989. Is it coincidence? After the loss of Phobos 2, on the heels of the misfortune with Phobos 1, those two aircraft is about $7 or $8 trillion that these sodomite people are here in our territory, talking about AD Anadamani fraud as government. Imagine that. Black people are so worthless, okay, joining in their government. Instead, they establish kingship. What a shame. Look, that they have all these things going on in, you know, and of course, if you don't pay attention to these kind of, to what they are doing, you know, on the government level. You see, like, what do we know that these people are doing when they go up there in these shuttle and stuff like that? They don't bring it down to our level, but you have someone like scholars, historical scholars, people like Dr. Kramer, and Zachary Sitchin, and there are others I would like to mention as well that write Sumerian. Zachary Sitchin is in everything, like seminars big people are having, all, you know, any kind of important stuff. that they are doing, the NASA trips and stuff like that, he covers them. And anywhere they have something interesting and germane for civilized knowledge, he write these things. And when you hear them, well, you know, you still believe in the Lord and you don't think that there's any other Lord beside the Lord you believe in. But I come to find out that the church is a gangster thing that use certain type of information to entice us to believe there is no other God but the God in the Bible, who is a sodomite. Okay? And I without any guess or fumbling, I can prove between Bible and prehistory. I mean, the fact that prehistory is a record of the past. It's certified, academically approved. That's why it is history. That's why it is world history too, right? And so, my friends, we have got to think real hard with our lives and make sure that you're not being fooled by anybody. You will not fool yourself. You see, you can mislead yourself, but if you're reading words and guiding you, you know, to what you must arrive at as a conclusion, then you don't need to read a Bible that has no academic knowledge there, and they want you to believe by faith and hope. You know what I mean? You don't go by belief on these type of thing, and in you know, in the issues of the world, you don't do that, right? So I found out, and you hear what I have to say, and let us go on a little further in this story. After the loss of Phobos 2, on the heels of the misfortune of Phobos 1, Western speculated that USSR would give up its plans to proceed with their reconnaissance mission to Mars in 1992, and the plan to land rovers on Mars. To land rovers there in 1994. But Soviet spokesmen brushed such doubt aside and reaffirmed strongly that in their space. In their space program, they have given priority to Mars. They were determined to go on to Mars and to do it jointly with the United States. They're going to do it with the United States. All right. Was it mere coincidence that within days of the Phobos 2 incident, the White House reversed a Defense Department decision to cancel the $3.3 billion National Aerospace Plane Program? Under which
NASA was to develop and build by 1994 two X-30 hypersonic planes that could take off from Earth and soar into orbit. That's about the end of the portion that I got to read to you, and hope that it has done edification to you, a civilized edification. And I'll see you on the next edition. All well. I feel a lot better now, and I will see where my feelings go from here. All right, so I wish you well, and remember, life fleeting, and the more we align ourselves with the spirit that make us, that is what is good for us, and not what other people are saying, is what you can be confident in as an information. Hold tight to that. It cannot be something somebody tell you to believe, right? You must get the knowledge first. Read a lot and satisfy yourself in the knowledge that you can get. Choose what is the right knowledge. And blessings to you. Gravity. John Mayer. Me. Okay, Sam Cooke, change gonna come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
anything, but none of them want to die. I don't want no peace. I'm a needy for right, and justice, I got to get it. Equal right, and justice, my shit.
Equal rights
and justice. What is due to Caesar? You better keep it on to Caesar. Hey, hey, hey. And what belongs to I and I? You better give it up. Cause I don't want no peace, and it is for right and justice. I need for right and justice. I've got to get it.
Equal right
and justice. I'm fighting for it.
Equal right
and justice. Tell me, how far is it from the bottom? Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom? Down in Angola.